From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says the actions of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn during Mr. Trump's transition to the White House were lawful. Flynn pleaded guilty on Friday to lying to federal agents, and he said he would agree to cooperate with investigators examining allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and possible collusion between Moscow and the Trump campaign. In his first remarks since Flynn entered the guilty plea, Mr. Trump had this to say.
What has been shown is no collusion, no collusion. There's been absolutely no collusion, so we're very happy.
Flynn is the fourth member of the Trump 2016 presidential campaign to be charged, and he is the first former White House advisor to plead guilty in connection with the Russia investigation. President Trump has praised the U.S. Senate's passage of a Republican Party tax overhaul bill, Republicans saying the $1.5 trillion tax reform bill will grow the U.S. economy. Democrats disagree, saying these sorts of bills usually leave most Americans in worse financial shape. A few more hurdles must be overcome before a final tax package can become law. The Senate and House of Representatives versions must be reconciled before they go to the president for his signature. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has met with Egypt's president in Cairo ahead of today's counter-extremism conference focused on West Africa. During the meeting, Mattis offered condolences for the recent terrorist attack on a mosque in the Sinai. From Cairo, he goes to Jordan, Kuwait, and Pakistan. This is VOA News. Former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh has gone against his Houthi militia allies, calling on his supporters to rise up against them across the country. Arab media reporting that the former president's supporters have gained control of key government installations in the capital, including the Defense Ministry, the Interior Ministry, and Sana'a's airport. We get more now from Edward Uranian.
The former Yemeni president's break with the Houthis came after 5 days of bitter clashes around the capital, Sana'a, between his supporters and those of the Iranian-backed Houthi militia. In a televised address, Saleh called for new relations with the Saudi-led coalition, which he and the Houthis have been battling for almost 3 years, since March 2015. He says a new page must be opened in relations with Saudi Arabia and neighborly ties restored, putting an end to all the animosity that has taken place, and that amicable relations can resume. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. state of Hawaii has resumed monthly statewide testing of Cold War-era nuclear attack warning sirens, first time in at least a quarter century, in preparation for a possible missile strike from North Korea. U.S. Army General Joe Logan is in Hawaii.
Being that North Korea has threatened the territory of Guam, state of Hawaii, and the continental United States, we took it upon ourselves to be able to find a way to, one, notify the public in the event that this was ever carried out, if there was an attack to the state of Hawaii. And so one of the ways to do that is to have a siren system. But the siren system is only one of three ways. So we'll also have a script come over the television, interrupting the broadcast, and on radio that will also exemplify what we're doing here and explain what is going on.
State emergency management authorities said they decided in recent months to reactivate the state's nuclear attack sirens for the first time since the 1980s, after experts deemed some of the North Korean missiles were capable of reaching Hawaii. Tropical cyclone has triggered heavy rain and winds in southwestern India, killing at least 8, damaging homes, power lines, knocking down trees. Hundreds of people have moved into emergency shelters to wait out the storm in Tamil Nadu state after several people were killed from falling trees and power lines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has spoken with the chief minister of Tamil Nadu and assured him of government support with recovery efforts. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.